It's 88.5, Nick Harkle, your host. Good morning. And Byron's actually in the house here to watch this. Good job on that spot, man. Yeah. So, hey, listen, Rodrigo y Gabriela, I haven't seen you guys since forever, but we just sort of bumped into each other about 10 minutes ago, and it was like it was no time at all.
Exactly.
So good to see you.
Thank you, Nick.
It's awesome.
And I do want to thank you publicly to everyone who's listening for coming and doing this today, because today's your day off.
Yes.
And you're in between shows, I know, in San Diego show tonight, tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Next show, yeah.
And you just wrapped up a whole bunch of stuff in town here and the Greek the other night, which looked amazing. I've seen a bunch of video of it. Yeah. And you took the time to come back and do a little bit of music with Nick. I appreciate it.
We're super grateful and thankful for your support through the years.
We have a little history.
Yes.
Yeah, it's great to see you. So instead of just yakking on for a minute, I know we're going to talk a little bit, a little conversation perhaps in between, but you're going to play a couple of pieces for us
Absolutely,
to get things
yeah.
going, right? What are you
yeah.
going to start with?
With Crotona Days, which is in the new album. I think it's track number 5, right?
I don't know, but it's in the new album.
It was in the new album.
And the new album is Metavolution.
That's correct.
Came out a little earlier on this year.
Yes, in April.
All right. So it's Rodrigo y Gabriela. Perfect. They're live here at 88.5 with
Thank
Nick Harcourt.
You.
Wow. Amazing. It's 88.5. Nick Harko, your host. Rodrigo y Gabriela live in studio. Just wrapping up a couple of songs there with the title cut and the single from the album,
yes.
Right? Metavolution. As we said before you started playing, it's great to see you again. We got a little bit of history. I'm thinking it's like 2005 or 6, the first time I met you.
Right.
And I don't think we have that much time to sort of go back over the history of you guys as a band or as a duo, I guess. But suffice it to say, out of Mexico City, and you've been doing this together now for what, 19 years or something like that?
It's yeah, 20 years now.
Been doing it a while. So you're getting pretty good, I might add.
We're trying our best.
Again, you were at the Greek the other night, and Dan, you were down in San Diego last night. Let me just let people know that if they're going to be in Reno by any chance,
tomorrow
night,
yeah,
you'll be there at Haraz. And we do have people listening in other places. You've got a couple of other dates to go before you wrap up: Park City in Utah and Denver, and then Aspen, and then a little bit of time off. So what I want to know is, because you seem to pretty much just tour relentlessly at this point, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What do you do when you get 6 weeks off?
Well, we usually we have a routine in Zihuatanejo, Mexico, where we live, and we have a studio there. So when we are not on tour, we are at the studio. So every single day, we go there from 10 to 11 to 4. And so we come up with more music, and we just jam a little bit and all of that. It just keep all the time. We are all the time producing stuff, you know.
How do you guys write? How do you start a new piece of music? Because there's so many influences in what you're doing.
It depends. Normally, I kind of come up with a riff or the melody. And then once I kind of realize that it's for the duo, and I introduce it to Gab, and then together we kind of structure the piece, yeah.
And then from a recording point of view, obviously you have your own studio. What does that, do you have an engineer comes in and records it?
No, I mean, I'll do it. I mean, we do have a guy, but because it's every day, you know, we don't record every day. And when we want to do it, like, I do it. You know, I've learned through the years how to do those things.
I know you're going back to Europe for your next round, and as we said, in about 6 weeks or so. Through these years now of touring internationally, do you have any favorite places that you've been that perhaps you wouldn't expect to like?
Well, we very lucky because we get to go to the cool places. You know, we go to the most attractive cities in the world. So we're very, very lucky. And sometimes we got surprised here and there. If we go to, I don't know, Australia, and we go somewhere in the countryside where we don't know where is it, and it's just beautiful mountains and stuff like that. But in general, we're very lucky.
What inspires you guys to keep out there doing this?
Nowadays, to share. I mean, before it was probably a different story altogether. But nowadays, what inspires is the idea of hopefully inspire people to do whatever they do better. Because now we understand this is about, it's not about us or the people who's going to the show. It's about the greater good. And we think that, doesn't matter. Sometimes we play better than others, but the most important bit is just to understand that we can hopefully inspire people to do whatever they do in a better way and stronger, faster, and, you know.
Sound like you're setting something up for the $6 million man, bigger, stronger. I know you've played a lot of different places through the years, including the White House, by the way, for President Barack Obama. And also, you were involved in a little bit of soundtrack work there for a while as well, mm-hmm. with Hans Zimmer on Pirates of the Caribbean, and I think Shrek or Puss in Boots.
Puss in Boots.
That's my favorite Shrek movie, by the way. Any other movie stuff coming up? And what else do you do outside of touring and recording albums?
We play well, we sort of do also we both like running and do that sort of like that. And as you asked us earlier on, which places do you like the most? We like the places where there's more close to nature, Like the other day, we went to Missoula and did a gig there. But we loved
in Montana.
Montana.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, there are mountains and all of that thing. So we do that. But then we go and play. And we also, I also have a community project based in Mexico, like focus on community and health and all of that. So and also the farmers market there, and so on that too, just kind of just contribute to something good for the community.
So I'm going to let you go in about 10 minutes, but before you do, you're going to play us another couple of pieces. What do you got set up for us?
We play, what do you want to play? We play
Electric
Terracentric,
Soul.
Terracentric, both, you know, tracks again from the new album, Electric Soul, and which is, I think, number 4, and Terracentric, which I don't know what number it is, man.
but the other thing I want to tell people as well is before we started, we're saying, so what are you going to play? Because it's pretty loose here. We're just like, okay, play a couple of songs, we'll talk, and then another couple of songs. We've got around about this much time. And somebody was joking in here, and we carried on with it, with you'd covered Pink Floyd's Echoes,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
The whole album?
No.
Just that 20-minute track.
Exactly, yeah.
Which is pretty much the whole album.
Yeah, it's one side.
Yeah, it's fantastic, and I have heard it a couple of times. I haven't played it on the radio, but maybe I
Why
should.
Why not?
Yeah, I know, right? but I would recommend that wherever you listen to music, folks, however you listen to it these days, if you're streaming or something, go on your streaming service and listen to their version of Pink Floyd's Echoes, because it's fantastic.
Anyway. Thank you, Nick.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for coming in.
Thanks, Nick.
For taking your day off to come and see me. I really appreciate it, and thank you for playing for us. We're going to wrap it up with you. So after your songs, we'll say our goodbyes.
Adios.
We'll say our goodbyes now.
Okay.
Adios, amigos.
Adios, amigos. Gracias.
Thank you.
It's Rodrigo y Gabriela, live on the Nick Harcourt Show, and it's 88.5 FM.
1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
It's 88.5. We have about a minute left, so I figured I'd come back on and say thank you again.
Thank you again.
So good to see you, and thank you for coming in. Rodrigo y Gabriela, man, if you can get a chance to see them next time, I do believe you're going to be back in the fall on some more US dates as well.
Yes.
So we'll stay tuned and find out when those are. Thanks again, guys.
Thank you
very
so much,
Nick.